All right, today's daf is Zvachim daf Chaf Beis. We're still in the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the Mei Kiyor Sugyos. We are holding at Chaf Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots, five lines before the end of the page, Gufa. So one thing, one of the comments that we said about the Kiyor was the following, Gufa, Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kiyor She'ein Bo Kedei L'Kadesh Arba'a Kohanim Imenu Ein Mekachin Bo. If the Kiyor does not have enough water that four Kohanim can, well, I shouldn't say enough water, the Kiyor cannot service four Kohanim at one time, that four Kohanim at the same time cannot be Mekadish Yadayim Raglayim from it, so then Ein Mekachin Bo, then you cannot use such a Kiyor. Shenemar, V'rachtu Mimenu Moshe V'Aron Ubanav, because the Pasuk says that they should wash from it Moshe, Aaron, Ubanav, and his two sons. So Moshe, Aaron, Ubanav equals a total of four people. So frak the Gemara, is that really, well, before we get to the Gemara's Kasha on that, Rashi previously, when we originally quoted this, in Daf Yutasam Nubeis, Dibur Maschel She'ein Bo, implies that the kli needs to be machzik a shear of kiddush arba kohanim, that it's a din in the kli, that the kli has to be large enough to be machzik a shear, to hold the shear of mayim that would be enough for four kohanim. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Bias Migdash Perkei Halacha Yugimel, his lashon is kama mayim tzrichim liyos bekiyor ein pachus mikdei lekadesh arba kohanim. Implication is that it's not about the kli, but it's about the mayim, that the sheer mayim that has to be in the kiyor is enough to be mikdash for kohanim. In the Kutei Halachos, he seems to say like the Rambam, the Chafetz Chaim Sefer and Kachim, the Kutei Halachos, he seems to assume like the Rambam, and he adds two extra chidushim. One chidush the Kutei Halachos adds is the following, that all of this is only b'tchilas hakidush. But if the kiyor had a shir, kedei l'kadish arba kohanim, it initially had enough water to wash four kohanim, and some of the kohanim already used some of the water, and therefore, obviously, it's now chaser from the shir. Now you're missing some from the shir, so you can continue and be mamshich and be makdish and to be mekadish from the waters of the kiyor, even if it doesn't, if it no longer has the shir. As long as it started off that way, it's good enough that we go baser the tchila, we go baser the starting point, and it doesn't add every single kiddush yadayim v'raglayim does not have to have that shir. In the Sfas Emes, he writes that no, Svasemis disagrees. Svasemis says that every time you're Mekadesh from it, you need to have that shear, and it's not going to be good enough the fact that it once had, that initially when the first one was Mekadesh from it, that it had that shear. At each when each Kohen goes and is Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim, he needs to have that shear of Mayim in the Kiyor. That's Chiddush number one in Likutei Halachos that the Svasemis disagrees with, that we go Basar what it had originally, even if it no longer currently has it. Second Chiddush Likutei Halachos suggests is that this din, that the Kiyor needs enough water to be Mekadesh for Kohanim, is only a din l'chadchila, but it's not ma'akev. If a Kohen comes and is mekadish shadayim v'raglayim from the kiyor at a time where the water, where there's not enough water in the kiyor to be mekadish shadayim v'raglayim for four separate Kohanim, his kiddush shadayim v'raglayim is still valid. It is not a psul b'diavad. However, not all achronim agree with that either. In the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuvav Ostes, he writes that this tenai of having enough water to be makdish yadayim raglayim for four kohanim is in fact ma'akev b'diavad. If you didn't have this amount, the avoda that the kohen is going to do is going to be pasul. Now, so frak the Gemara. Mesve, so what did we just say? That as long as it has enough water for four kohanim to be mekadesh, and it's good enough. Otherwise, it's not good. Mesve asked the Gemara, is that really true? Kol ha'kelim mekadshim bein sheyesh ben revius, bein she'ein ben revius. All kelim can be used for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, whether those kelim have a revius or whether they do not have a revius. Ubavachu klisharis, as long as they are klishare. So the implication is, obviously, even if it doesn't have a revius, even if the kli that you're using doesn't have a revius, obviously it's not enough to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim of four separate kohanim. So you see that you don't need enough to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim of four separate kohanim. We're saying any kli shares is going to suffice, even if it doesn't have a revius. Now, if you look at Rashi on the top, bein shein ben revius, says Rashi, bein shein ben revius halugmayim alpha gav deleka shiura gabi nitilis yadayim legabi kiddush lo bein shiur. Says Rashi, even though By Netilas Yadayim, we do require Revius. For Netilas Yadayim, regular Netilas Yadayim, we require Revius. But by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, by the Kiyar, apparently, or by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, in general, from a Klisharis, apparently we don't require Revius. So this is very strange, that we're going to have a bigger Chumra for Netilas Yadayim than we're going to have for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That's what bothers Tosos on the top. Tosos Dibra Maskel Bein is bothered. How could it be that we're going to be more Machmir for Netilas Yadayim in terms of the sheer mayim that you're going to require for Netilas Yadayim than you would for Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim? So the Karen Ora explains that since the Mei HaKiyar are Miskadish B'Klishares, that itself gives them Chashivas. Meaning what he explains as follows. What's the idea of a Revius? Less than Revius is not a Chashva Mashka. It's not considered significant. More than Revius is already significant enough. When it comes to the Mei HaKiyar, though, it's already been, or when it comes to the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, you're using water that was Niskadesh B'Klishares. Once it's been imbued with an extra sense of Kedusha, even if it's less than a Revius, it already has that Chashivus. So it's not that we're more machmir by Netilas Yadayim than we are by the Kiyar. It's that than we are by Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. It's that by Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, because of its chashivus, it's already chashuv with even less. It's an indication of the chashivus of even a lesser amount of water, because the quality of the water is that much greater. Tosos, however, disagrees. Tosos says that it can't be that for Netilas Yadayim we're going to be more machmir than we are for Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, and therefore Tosos says that what the Braisa must mean is we're talking about a case where it started off with a Revius in the Kli, and now there's left less than Revius. And that we do find by Netilas Yadayim. By Netilas Yadayim we find that if a Kli has a single Revius, that multiple people can be notably a dayim from a single Revius in a Kli. So you see that even if there's left, as long as it once had a Revius, even though there's less than a Revius now, that's good enough for Netilas Yadayim. That must be what we're saying by Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim as well. Now, it's not so pashut that that's true by Netilas Yadayim. There happens to be in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, Sim Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Gimel, quotes a Machlokas Rishonim, what the Gemara means exactly, that a Kli that has one Revius of Mayim could be used for Netilas Yadayim for multiple people. One Shita is, like it sounds like, one guy does Netilas Yadayim with half of the Revius, then he leaves over for the other guy to do Netilas Yadayim. The other Shita in Rishonim says, no, you need both guys to put their hands out at the same time and use and wash from the Kli that has a Revius all at the same time. Meaning no one could take a Kli that currently has less than a Revius and start pouring from that to do Netilas Yadayim. For Netilas Yadayim to be kosher, both people have to wash from a Kli that has a Revius, and they just have to do it simultaneously. So if you understand like that Shita, then Tosus's approach is a little more difficult to say that we're talking over here by Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. You'd have to say that the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim with less than a Revius that we're talking about over here is also doesn't really mean less than a Revius. It means that the Kli had a Revius and you just happened to be washing two Kohanim at the same time. Very difficult read into the Gemara. So more likely that Tosus holds like that first Shita in terms of Netilas Yadayim from Palchus Mir Revius, in terms of Netilas Yadayim, washing two people from a Kli that has a Revius. Now, the Gemara says, the quote of this Braisa, that as long as it's a Kli Shares, you're allowed to use it to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, that it doesn't, you don't need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim from the Kiyar. So there's a discussion on the Rishonim. Is that even a din l'chadchila, that you have the right to use other kelim other than the Kiyar to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Vav says, yeah, l'chadchila, says no, l'chadchila you have to be Mekadish min HaKiyar. Kiddush from other Klei Shares is only a din b'diyevet. It's certainly not a din l'chadchila. The Kiyar is there to wash from. If you wash from something else, that is purely the Ramban, however, is chalik. The Ramban writes that the Ramban al Torah in Sefer Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Yotes, the Ramban writes that there's no mitzvah to be mekadesh dafka from the kiyar. The kiyar is only there so that water will always be available. But if you happen to have water available in other kelim, in other klei shares, so gazuntei, go use other klei shares. Kiyar is there to make life easier. It's not there to make it a requirement that you dafka have to wash in that way. And the Ramban brings a raya to this from the Mishnah, in Maseches Yuma, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and the Rambam paskins this as well, that a Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim is Mekadesh Yadav Araglav from a Kiton Shel Zahav Shayu Osim L'Kvodo, from a golden pitcher that they would make for the covet of the Kohen Gadol. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mission over there, not only in Yom Kippur, even throughout the rest of the year, he was Mekadesh from this Kiton Shel Zahav. Well, why wasn't the Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyar? What's he using the special Kiton Shel Zahav? So says Rambam, you see from there that there's no din l'chadchila that you need to use the kiyar. The kiyar is there to make life easier, to make water available. But there is no such din l'chadchila. L'chadchila, you can even use other klisharis. But be that as it may, back in our Gemara, we're stuck with the kasha now. Because we just said that the only way the kiyar can work is if it has enough water to, let's assume like the shita means water, it has enough water to wash four kadam at one time. And now we just said, but we have a braisa that says that that you could do kiddush from a kli sharis, even if it doesn't hold a revius, obviously not enough to wash four kohanim. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Acha, or the Shita Gwetzes changes it to Bar Ahava. Bekodeach betocho. No, when we say that you're allowed to use another klisharis, that's talking about, literally the word kodeach means drilled, that you drilled it into it. What does that mean? Says Rashi, kodeach dofno shel kiyar. Unbelievable. You drill into the wall of the kiyar, vitochev betocho kli katan. And that's where you stick this small klisharis, this tiny kli, into the wall of the kiyar. Umektsasu luchutz, part of that kli that you stuck in, sticks outside of the kiyar. The yonek mimeha kiyar, and it gets its water from the waters of the kiyar. Umotzi aval ba'ape nafshe be'inu shiar ba'kohanim. Meaning, when we say that you can use a klisharis, even if it has less than revius, that means that that klisharis is attached to the kiyar, has been drilled into the side of the kiyar, and the kiyar itself has obviously more than a revius. So it's connected, it's considered connected to the kiyar. But if you can use stamak klisharis, it's not connected to the kiyar at all, then in a chinami, that klisharis would have to have enough water to be mekadesh shadayim v'raglayim of four kohanim. Of four kohanim all at one time. That's how Rashi understands it. If you look at Tosfos has a different explanation. Tosfos says, kodeach mitocho pirish, it might be a different girsa, right? If you look at our girsa, the word is kodeach bitocho. And that seems to be how Rashi understands, that you drill into the side of it, right? As opposed to even though the Hagos HaBach, he changes the Dibur Masculine Rashi to be Kodeach Mitocho. Tosas Dibur Masculine is Kodeach Mitocho. Meaning, Shenotel Mimeim of Bekli Katan. You take from the water of the Kiyar, you draw from the water of the Kiyar in a smaller Kli. That's when that smaller Kli doesn't need to have the shear to be to wash for Kohanim, doesn't even need to be revius. Uksher Lakadish Kivan Dibatin Mikli Gadol. Because that water comes from a Kli Gadol. Vikiagavna Lakamanim Kadok. Okay, we'll see later on in the Gemara. So Rashi again understands that kodeach mitocho means you attach a kli onto the kiyar, and that kli might only have on its own less than revius, but you can be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim from that kli that's attached onto the kiyar. Tosfos says no, nothing has to be attached. You just take the kli and you draw from the waters of the kiyar with this kli katan, and that's good enough. What is the nekudas hamachlokas? So the Brisker Rav explains that according to Tosfos, the shear of Dalit Kohanim, of needing enough water to wash for Kohanim, is not a shear in the Maisa Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's a shear in the Mayim, that once you have Mayim that was part of that larger shear, it's a shear in the Heftza of the Mayim. That Mayim is now a Heftza of Mayim that is a kasher for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Then even if you take smaller quantities of it, you can use it for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because it's a shear in the it's the kasher of the Heftza. Having enough water altogether to be Mekadosh for Kohanim, it kashers that Mayim as a Heftza Shal Mayim that's usable for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Whereas Rashi understands what Luchara is more pashut, then know that having enough water for four Kohanim is not a din in the Cheftza Shel Mayim, it's a din in the Maisa Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. If you're doing the Maisa Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it needs to be from a source that currently has enough water for four Kohanim. So it, only if the Kli is attached onto it and it's still connected to the other water that's in the Kiyar, only then would it be good enough. That seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokas. That's how the Brisker Rav explains the Nukudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, the third line in Chav Pezom and Aleph, Vahami Menu Amar Rachmana, but doesn't the Pasuk say Mi Menu? And what we're asking now is back on the Mishnah where we say all Klisharis are Ru'i in the Kaddish Ben Yadayim Raglayim, all Klisharis can be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Pasuk says, Rach to Aron Uvanov, Mi Menu! Aron Uvanov are supposed to do their Ruchitzis Yadayim Raglayim from it, meaning from the Kiyar. Sounds like you're not allowed to use anything else. Says more Yirchatsu L'Rabos Klisharis, but it also says Yirchatsu, which is a more general term, which seems to include even other Klisharis, that it doesn't have to dafka be from the Kiyar. Fractic Mari Yihachi Klichol Nami. Oh, yeah, if it includes other Kalim, Yirchatsu is a more inclusive term. Why only include Klisharis? Maybe you should even include Klichol. Amar Abayi Klichol Lomas Samrin. No, you can't include Klichol. From a simple kavachomer mikano, from the base of the kiyar. Makano shenim shachimo enu mekadesh. If the base of the kiyar, which is anointed together with the rest of the kiyar, still you can't be mekadesh adayim raglayim from it. Klechol sheenu nim shachimo enu din sheenu mekadesh. So klechol, which are not anointed together with the kiyar, certainly you can't use to be mekadesh adayim raglayim. But other klesharis you can use to be mekadesh adayim raglayim. So that's the limud. But the limud assumes that we know something already. The limud is assuming that we know that kano, that the base of the kiyar, cannot be used for kiddush adayim raglayim. So frankly, gemara v'kano minalan. How do I know that that's true? That the base of the kiyar cannot be used for kiddush adayim raglayim. Titanya Rav Yudah Omer yachle kano mekadesh kederach shakiyar mekadesh. One might thought that the kan can be is mekadesh the way that the kiyar is mekadesh. Tamalomer v'asisa. Why the emphasis on nechoshes? Why doesn't it just say vasisa kior v'kano nechoshes? Why is it vasisa kior nechoshes v'kano nechoshes? The nechoshes ikash of lolo davar acher. It's to emphasize that the only thing the kior and the kan, the base of the kior, have in common is the material from which they are made. But the usage of the kior and the usage of the base of the kior are not a commonality. They do not have that in common. The kior is used to be mekadesh adayim raglayim with it. The kan is not used for that purpose. So that's how we know that. Now, what's the havamina to include kleichol? Such a strange havamina. We're saying, yeah, you should even be... Why are we learning from Yirchatsu to only allow kiddush adayim raglayim and kleishares? Why do we include kleichol as well? How can it be yalal adas to be machshir kleichol for a kiddush but kleichol? And it's such a strange havamina. Why would you be mechadish such a thing? So in the Bir Yadaf of your quotes in the Sefer Taras Hakodesh, I'm not sure who it is, but in the Sefer Taras Hakodesh, Yibra Maskel Ihachi, he says as follows: the rule is a klisharis is only mechadish es haro'ilo, meaning something that let's say you have a kli that's meant to hold dry things. It's not meant to hold liquids. So the klisharis is only mekadesh dry things. If you were to put a liquid in that klisharis, then the liquid does not become kadosh. If you have a kind of kli that's meant to hold oil, let's say, and you put something dry in it, you put flour in it, well then the flour does not become kadosh. A klisharis is only mekadesh es haro'ilo. And the reason is that when it's originally nimshach, when it's originally anointed, and the kli is miskadesh, the kli is granted holiness, it's only granted holiness le'inyan, what it's meant to be used for. And that's true of all the klisharis, except for the, he says, v'hu adin shar klisharis, chutz me'akiyar, harei lo nimshachu v'niskadshu l'kiddush adayim v'raglayim, v'hein l'inyan zeh k'mo klichol. So he says, every other kli was not miyuad for kiddush adayim v'raglayim, was not niskadish, was not nimshach for the sake of kiddush adayim v'raglayim, other than the kiyar itself. So every other kli shares legabe kiddush adayim raglayim mamish has a din of a kli chol. So there's no, the havamina is that why should we be mechalik between a kli shares and a kli chol? That any kli in the base of Mikdash is only miskadesh for what its designated purpose is. The only kli whose designated purpose is kiddush adayim raglayim is the kiyar. When using any other kli shares, it was never miskadesh for that purpose. If it was never miskadesh for that purpose, it is a kli chol legabe that purpose. That's how he wants to explain that. Havamina. Anyway, weiter in the Gemara. Armelei Marzutcha Borei de Rav Mari le Ravina Malakano she'en osu l'tocho Tomer b'klichol she'osu l'tocho. How can you learn from the base of the kiyar? Maybe the base of the kiyar is different. The reason you can't be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim is it's never meant to really hold water in the first place. It's not meant to have a base kibble in the first place, as opposed to other kelim like Klei Chol that are meant to hold water and to be used for washing. Elo mimenu lemu'ute Klei Chol. So rather we say the word mimenu comes to exclude Klei Chol. Right? That's how we're dashing the word mimenu. Ihachi Klei Sharis Nami. Well, why doesn't mimenu mimayit other Klei Sharis also? HaRabbi Rachmani Yirchatsu. The Pasuk says Yirchatsu, and Yirchatsu who comes to include Klei Sharis Umara Isa. Okay, so you have a miyut, you have a riboy, but why? Who told you to draw the line there to say that other Klei Sharis are okay and Klei Chol are not okay? Either maybe say everything's okay, maybe say everything's not okay. So Zeton Meshicha Kamahu, Zeton Meshicha Kamahu. Now the difference is that Klei Sharis at least required some sort of Meshicha like the Kiyor did, whereas other Kalim did not require Meshicha like the Kiyor did. So it's most mistava that if we're going to include other something else together with the Kiyor to be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim, it's going to be something that's similar to the Kiyor in that it required Meshicha, but not things that have no similarity whatsoever to the Kiyor. Fine. Amrish Lakish, Kala Mashlim Lumei Mikvah, Mashlim Lumei Kiyor. Anything that's any water that is kosher to be Mashlim into Mikvah water, can also be used for the Mei Kiyor. But L'Revius Eino Mashlim. But it can't be Mashlim for Revius. So what does it mean for Revius? It can't be Mashlim. So if you look at Tosos quotes Rashi first, Revius ain't Mashlim, Pirush Bekunchus, Revius Linatilas Yadayim. For Revius of Natilas Yadayim, you're not allowed to use not all sorts of liquids that can be added to a mikvah can be used for Revius of Natilas Yadayim. Ktsas tema v'hayunir lefarish l'revius. Tosfos just bothered. Natil Sidayim drabanan. What are we getting involved in Natil Sidayim over here? What's that got to do with the kior and with mikvah? We're dealing with serious dinim d'arais over here. So he says v'hayunir lefarish l'revius haynu lahatpil machtin v'tzinorios debahachi mari b'sof shmeitza. That no, maybe it means to be tovel small kalim like little needles and stuff where revius sometimes is going to suffice. So that's what it means that to be mashlim for that. Revius, you can't use all liquids. So what kinds of liquids are we talking about over here? We're saying that there are certain liquids that you could use for the Mei Mikvah, they could be used for the Mei Kiyor, they can't be used for the Revius. Rashi says in Tzilas Yadayim, Tosos for Tzilas Machtin, but whatever the Revius is, they can't be used for the Revius. What kinds of liquids are these? Lemutei Mai, what are we coming to exclude? If you come tell me that it's lemute dirty water or like muddy, very liquidy mud, hechidami, what's the case exactly? If it's clean enough that a para would drink from it, then there's no din that it shouldn't be considered water for, then it should even be good enough for water of a revius, for netil sedayim or for tzvil smachtin. And if it's so dirty that a para would not bend down and drink from it, then it shouldn't even be good enough for a mikvah. It shouldn't even work for a mikvah either if it's so dirty. Rather, what it's coming to exclude is red water bugs. Adumin means red, Yavchushin means water bugs. Rashi says, what are Yavchushin? Kimin Yatushin below Knafayim, they're these little bugs that don't have wings. Kederuk Shagadal Beshule Chavios Shal Yayin Shalanu, Mibachutz, like the bugs that you see that are always commonly found around our wine barrels, outside of our wine barrels. Yavchushim Dakin, these very tiny bugs. And Rashi says, Af hein nivraim hein minamayim. They too are nivraim minamayim. They are created from the water. This is Rashi's going with an assumption that Chazal have throughout all of Shas, that there is such a concept that bugs can be spontaneously generated from water itself. Obviously, scientifically, that's simply not true, that bugs cannot be spontaneously generated. This was part of the major controversy with the fish recently, with the salmon recently, that Chazal say that bugs that are spontaneously generated in the meat of fish, in the flesh of fish, is not a problem. You're allowed to eat such bugs. So some wanted to say, or one of the issues involved was that all these bugs that you find in the salmon, we know that that they don't really come from the flesh of the fish. You can't have bugs spontaneously generated in the flesh of the fish. Elamai, as a microscopic organism, it worked its way into the flesh, and then it grew beyond the microscopic organism once it was in the flesh. So it looks like it comes from the flesh spontaneously generated. That's what Chazal meant when they talk about bugs that are spontaneously generated from from water also. It looks like it's spontaneously generated from water, because prior to being in the water, it was a microscopic organism. It was something that you couldn't see, and now you can see it. Now that it's in the water, you're able to see it. So that's what I think most of the poskim assume, is that if Chazal made a psak halacha based on that assumption, the psak halacha still stands. The halacha is not going to change. Meaning we just formulate it slightly differently. Instead of saying bugs that are spontaneously generated in water are considered part of the water, we would say bugs that are microscopic prior to being in the water are considered part of the water. Bugs that are spontaneously generated in the fish are like the fish. No, bugs that were microscopic prior to being in the fish are considered part of the fish. That's how you have to read all these Ma'amari Chazal. But the halacha wouldn't change based on that. So that was Rav Belsky's big Melchemes Mitzvah about this. That's why he got so upset about that. People are trying to change the halacha based on, meaning, and very often it was from the crowd that says that all scientists are apikorsim when they go against Chazal. You know, that how could they go against Chazal? It's apikorsis. They're going against Chazal and they're saying that they're going to change the halacha based on that. It's a remarkable turn. But anyway, so that's Pasha Pshat, how we're supposed to understand such things. So Afilu Bei Nayanami, so Frek the Gemara. So if that's the case, that we're talking about Yevchush Nadum and these water bugs, then what do you mean that you can add them to the main mikvah and they can be Mashal Mashir? Even if they are what they are, even as they are, without being mixed in with water, they have a din of a mikvah. Anything that initially came from the water, that was created from the water, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to be tovel in it. You don't need it to be mixed with any other water. Says you could even be matbil with an eye of a fish. How are you matbil with the eye of a fish? Rashi explains, if the fish eye is producing, like melts down and becomes like an oily substance, and it's a humongous fish and it has enough to be matbil in, you could dip in that. It's a little gross to think about, but you could dip in that. A fish has a din of mayim. This is halacha l'maaseh. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Let's say you have a person who can't get a cast wet or something like that, right? And they need to go to the mikveh. So what do? So one of the eitzos, where there's something that needs to be that needs to touch water, that's not allowed to touch water, it's not allowed to get wet. So one of the eitzos, I think I recall Rabbi Tendler saying this when I was in YU, one of the eitzos that they suggest is take fish skin and cover that area with fish skin, and that's considered like it's water because it was gadol in a mayim. So it actually has a din of part of the water, that if you wrap that area in the fish skin, and then it's I've never had to pass in that, I've never seen it done, but I recall Rabbi Tendler saying such a thing, that it's that's the din of a dug, that a dug is considered to be part of the water itself. The Karen Ora is not sure if these things are considered like mayim, like a fish is considered like mayim for shar dine Torah as well. Is an eyeball of a fish considered like mayim, for instance, to be machshir zra'im, to be mekabel tuma? So is that also a din of mayim? Or if you have bread that was kneaded with shomen dug, with the fat of a fish, do you make hamotzi on such bread? Is that considered mamish like water? So the Brisk Rav says no, absolutely not. The Brisk Rav says when it comes to Hechsher Zrayim, there's no Shaila, because Hechsher Zrayim is not a din in Mayim. Hechsher Zrayim is a din in Mashke. It happens to be fish fat is not Mashke. It's not a liquid. It's not a din in Mayim. Fish fat has a din of Mayim. It does not necessarily have a din of Mashke. The other major issue over here is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to be Soser themselves, because on the one hand, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like our Gemara, that you're allowed to be Tovel in these Yavchushim Adumim, in these water bugs, and anything, and in anything that really comes from the water. And on the other hand, they paskin that in regards to Chibur Mikvaos, if you attach two Mikvaos, you need a Shvaferis, you need a pipe, Kishvaferis Hanod, that's a certain thickness, and you can have water running through those pipes, connecting the Mikvah. You need water connecting the Mikvaos, running through those pipes. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, if you have these Yavchushim Adumim going through those pipes, connecting, that it's not a good connector. So it's a bit of a stira between the halacha, they say you're allowed to be tovel in it, so apparently it has a din of mei mikvah, and on the other hand, it doesn't connect to mikvah, so apparently it doesn't have a din of mei mikvah. The Achronim spend a lot of time trying to figure out what in the world the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch might have meant by that stira in Piskei Halacha. Anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter, so Amar Rav Papa, l'mu'utei nasan sa v'natal sa. Now, what we're really coming to exclude is a situation of Natal Sav, Nasan Sav and Natal Sav, where you put it in the mikveh and then remove another Sav from the mikveh, so another Sav, regular mikveh water from the mikveh. Ditnan, mikveh sheesh po mem Sav mechuvanos. If a mikveh has exactly 40 Sav of water, Nasan Sav and Natal Sav, you can add a Sav of Mayim Sheuvim and remove a Sav of mikveh water. Hareza Kasher, that's Kasher. Vam Ravida Barshila, Ravasiyam Rav Yochanan, add Rubo, until you get to the point where the majority of the original mikveh water has been removed. Amrav Papa im Kidach bo Revius Madbilin bo Machtin v'Tzinorios Hol Mechsher de Mikvah Asya. If you drill in it a Revius in the wall of the Mikvah and you have a little bit of a pool that gathers near the wall of the Mikvah that's a Revius of Mayim, you're allowed to Tovel small pins and needles, things like that, in that water because it originally comes from Mikvah water. Amrav Yirmiyam Reish Lakish Me Mikvah Ksherim L'mei Kiyar Me Mikvah. Mikvah water is good enough to be used for kiyar water as well. Meaning, generally speaking, mikvah water is not allowed to be mayim she'uvim, but it also does not need to be mayim chayim. It doesn't need to be flowing natural springs, right? It could be rainwater, and typically is. May mikvah is typically rainwater. The mayim chayim is a higher level than rainwater, right? The lowest level is mayim shuvim, then rainwater, then mayim chayim. So the mekir we're saying is you could use may mikvah. You don't need mayim chayim. So the meimer de lo mayim chayim dinu. Do you mean to say the kir does not require mayim chayim? Vatanya b'mayim v'lo b'yayin. But we have a brisa that talks about how you would wash out the innards of the animal by a carbon. It would be yirchatz b'mayim, and we darsh. Now, what does it mean b'mayim? You can't wash it with wine b'mayim v'lo b'mazuk. You can't wash it with diluted wine b'mayim l'rabel shar mayim, and it comes to include other types of water as well. V'kal v'chomer l'mekiyar, and certainly for the mekiyar, my kal v'chomer, meaning certainly you can use the mekiyar. My kal v'chomer mekiyar lav d'mayim chayim nin. Why is the mekiyar a kal v'chomer? Isn't because mekiyar is a higher standard of water that the mekir needs to be mayim chayim as opposed to mikvah water, which doesn't need to be mayim chayim. So how can you say that you're allowed to use mikvah water for mekir? So lo de kaddish. No, when we say kavach chomer lemekir, it just means that mekir is on a higher level because it's kadosh, not because it's mayim chayim. Ukedusha mal yusei, but is that really an advantage? The fact that it's kadosh. Vatan Rabbi Shmuel mayim she'ein lahem shem livoy. Yatsu mekir sheishlam shem livoy. The fact that it's called mayim kedoshim, isn't that a negative? Isn't that on the negative side that it doesn't help it out? So elulav deruuyin lemekir. So alma mayim chayim ninu. So rather, what we must be saying is that it's something that's ra'uy to use for the mekir, which implies that it's got to be mayim chayim, and that's the extra kal v'chomer that we have from the mekir. So bottom line, we still have this question that how can you say mikvah water is kosher for mekir? We see mekir needs to be mayim chayim. Says Gemara Tanayi, Dam Rabbi Yochan mekir, Rabbi Shmuel lomer mei mayan hein v'chamam shar mei milsein. So it's a machlokas. We have such a machlokas Tanayim whether mekir is has to be spring water, it could be any other kind of water either. Also, Arel, we said in the Mishnah, new topic, we're done with Kiyar now, we're done with Kiddush Daim Raglayim, new thing, Arel, we said that an Arel is possible to do the Avoda. Minolan, how do I know that an Arel is possible to do the Avoda? So first of all, whenever we use the word Arel in Shas, Tos points out that there's a major machlokas Rishonim, what Arel means. Rabbeinu Shlomo, he says, Rashi says every time we have the word Arel, it means Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila. Not an Avaria, not a guy who just doesn't want to do Mila. A guy who doesn't have to do Mila because his brothers died as a result of Mila. So it's Sakarnas Nefashos for him to have a Mila. Rabbeinu Tam Efarish Dumumar La Arelus. Rabbeinu Tam explains that no, Arel throughout Shas means someone who's a Mumar La Arelus. Someone who purposely decides not to get a mila. That's what Arel means throughout Shas. That's the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Every time you see the word Arel quoted, pretty much throughout Shas. Now, one of the big rayas to Rashi over here is that the Gemara is going to refer to this Arel as someone who is libo l'shamayim, someone whose heart is l'shamayim. So Tosfos has to deal with that. So he says v'kari libo l'shamayim ufi she'enu osa elami dagas tsar hamila. He says it could be that he could still be called libo l'shamayim because he just has a mishagas that he doesn't want to get a mila because he's so worried about the pain, right? Like some people can't give blood because they're so worried about a needle being stuck in them, they can't get shots or whatever. So that's what he's nervous. He has this mishagas about getting a mila, but it's not that he's really such a bad guy in all areas of life. So that's what it might mean libo l'shamayim, even though he's a Mumar la arelus, the way the Rabbeinu Tam understands. But anyway, minalan, how do I know that an arel can't do the avoda? Amar Rav Chisda, davar zeh mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu, midivrei Yecheskel ben Buzi lamanu. We don't know this from the Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. We only know this from the Navi Yecheskel, because the Navi Yecheskel says, kol ben echar arel leiv arel basar lo yavol mikdashi. Any Arel Lev Arel Basar cannot come to the base of Migdash to be Misharis in the base of Migdash. So that's how you see that they can't, that they are not allowed to do the Avoda. Uminal and the Machli Avoda. How do I know that they're Machal the Avoda if they do it? Tichsiv Baviachem Bnei Necha Arel Lev Arel Basar Lios Migdashi Lechalel. As basically it says Beferish Lechalel that they're actually Machalel the Avoda. Tan Rabbanan Ben Nechar. Pasuk uses the term Ben Nechar. Yachol Ben Nechar Mamish. I might think Ben Nechar means literally a guy. That it's not even referring to an Arel. Literally Ben Nechar. Tamalomer, that's why it says Arelev, that we're referring to someone who's Arelev, who has an Arel. Imkein ma Tamalomer Ben Nechar, why then does he use the even stronger terminology of Ben Nechar if we're only referring to an Arel? Shenisnachru ma'asav la'aviv shebashamayim. Because we consider it's to emphasize how bad it is to be an Arel, that he's become like a stranger to aviv shebashamayim. Ve'in li'ela Arelev, Arel basur minayin, that's only about someone who's a bad guy. How do I know that we're talking about someone who doesn't have a mila, right? Arel Lev just means he's a bad person. But how do I know that an Arel Basar also is not allowed to do the Avodah? Tamalomar ve'Arel Basar. That's why the Pasuk says, not only Ben Nechar Arel Lev, but also an Arel Basar. Utsrichi, and I need both. Meaning, I need to be told both an Arel Lev and an Arel Basar are puzzle to do the avoda, because I would not have known one without the other. Dikas Rachmana Arul Basar Mishum Dema'is. Had it only said Arul Basar, I would have said because the Arul Basar is disgusting, meaning physically he's got a major problem. Aval Arul Lev Dulama'is same alo, but an Arul Lev who physically is perfectly fine, so you would think it's not a problem. It's not as much of a bizayon to the Migdash. V'yashmina Arul Lev Mishum Deinli B'Lashemayim. And if it only would have told me Arul Lev, I would say it's because he's a bad guy. Aval Arul Basar Deinli B'Lashemayim, but someone who physically is an Arel, but he's a good guy. And again, the way Rashi understands it fits much better. He's mamish a good guy. He just, his brothers died as a result of Mila, so he couldn't get a Mila. According to Tosos, he's not mamish a good guy, but he's generally a good guy. Just in the area of Mila, he's not a good guy. Same Malos, I would think that that's no good. So that I would think that's not a problem. So Tzrichi, that's why I need to be told both cases. Now, Tosos writes that even if he was a Ben Necher, even if he's a Ben Necher, not only if he's a Ben Necher B'Sha'as Avoda, but any time he ever did Avodah Zarah, he's called an Arel Lev. Any time he ever did Avodah Zarah in his life, even if he's since done tshuva, he's still going to be considered an Arel Lev. He's still going to be possible to do the Avodah. An unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, not only that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara writes, even after he gets up at Tchias HaMesim, he's still going to be possible to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Because once you did Avodah Zarah, you become an Arel Lev, that ruins you for good. Tamei pasul, we said a tamei is pasul. Amru ziknei darim. Ziknei darim said lashanu la tamei sharetz. Only tamei sharetz is pasul to do the avodah. But tamei meis mitoch shemaratz betzibur maratz nami biyachid. But tamei meis is not going to be pasul because we find that just like a tzibur that's all tamei meisim could do the avodah, so yachid also it's not going to ruin the avodah. Yachi tamei sharetz nami leisim bekal v'chamru tamei meis. Well, if tamei meis is good enough, isn't tamei sharetz a lesser psul than tamei meis? So shouldn't we learn from a kal v'chamer? Ma tamei meis shetan azal shlishu kshim maratz. So tuma sharetz, which is a lower level tuma, should for sure be good b'diavad. So k'savri zikni dar mechaprin kim mischaprin, that those who affect the kapara, the kohanim, could be have to be like the mischaprin, those who are getting the kapara. Ma mischaprin tami meisin tami sharetz lo. Just like those receiving the kapara can be tami meis, but cannot be tami sharetz. Af mechaprin tami meisin tami sharetz lo. So to the mechaprin, the kohanim, could be tami meis, not the tami sharetz. My kasavri, so what do we hold? Ikasavri in shochtim zorkan al tami sharetz. If you hold that when someone is a tami sharetz, you're not allowed to do the avod of the carbon pesach for him, even though by nighttime he'll be tahar already. I might lo avdi tzibur betuma. Then why can't the tzibur do it betuma? Hakol shabi yachid nidche tzibur avdi betuma. Anytime a yachid can't do something, the tzibur is allowed to do it as an entity, as a whole, when they're tami. El kasavri shochtim v'zorkin al tami sharetz. It must be that we're assuming that we are shochet v'zorek on a tamei sheretz, and therefore the tzibur is not allowed to do tumas sheretz bitumah. When they have that kind of tumah, they can't. It's not hutar b'tzibur. Okay, stop there. Afreilu k'nchanagah.